for their safety, because this is the ballsiest damn thing I've seen in a long time. To set this up, this is like the beginning of a movie, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Just right now, we have U.S. forces attempting to board that oil tanker, the Bella One, that is now accompanied by a Russian submarine. It's part of a fleet of illegal smuggling ships that have been evading our sanctions. The Bella One is known, Wall Street Journal had it this morning, for carrying illegal Iranian oil that is sent into the ports of Venezuela to then be redirected. And usually what they'll do, it's kind of like, you ever seen somebody take coconut shells, you know, and you put like a dime under it? And
yeah,
then
the shell game.
Yes, exact shell game. And then you move it around and then you're like, okay, find where the dime is. That's what Venezuela did with the Iranian oil and with the Russian oil. And under Joe Biden, it went from a fleet of about 16 ships to about 1,000 because Joe Biden put the sanctions on Russia, on the oil, but then looked the other way as Venezuela allowed them to come into port. And then that money ends up, that oil ends up being sold to China. It ends up being repurposed. It's moved around. So the Bella One is a U.S. sanctioned ship that is known for carrying black market Iranian oil on behalf of U.S. designated terrorist organizations aligned with Tehran. I don't know why that gets left over out of news reports. So it kind of looks like to most people, I mean, the news on this is so bad. If you want to know what's happening, you really got to go look at the international news at this point. Americans are probably like, why is Trump chasing some ship all over the place? I don't know. He's just crazy. And that's kind of what they want you to get from it. But this is a violation of our sanctions. And they had been saying, we're going to forcibly board the vessel. Russia, what's called an unflagged ship when I started the show this morning. It was an unflagged, well, last week I would say, it was an unflagged ship. We knew it was one of the Iranian vessels. They are heading to Venezuela to do the usual, make a mockery of our sanctions passed, by the way, with a bipartisan sanctions, not controversial, have been in place for years. And they run into our blockade and they're like, whoop. And then they try to turn around instead of normally what they would do is pull up to the Venezuelan port. Venezuela was key in this entire operation to violate our sanctions. So it turned tail and somebody with a spray paint can, I guess, sprayed a Russian flag on it. And then Russia quickly registered it and then showed up with a submarine to protect us. Don't board our ships. Our ship, you can't do that. What we were saying, no, it was unflagged before. It can't suddenly be your ship if it was unflagged before. It should have been flagged when it left port. And the problem Russia also has there, Lee, if it was flagged when it left port, well, they're not allowed to sell that oil. Maybe they're under sanction.
Maybe it's a trans ship. It's just transitioning.
Yes, it identifies differently on different days.
Identifying as a Russian ship now.
Anyway, they were preparing to board it. As it passed the UK, that didn't happen, but apparently they're out up there now near Iceland, and I'm trying to follow this. It's going to be really interesting to see what the Russian reaction to this actually is.
Well, these sanctions have been nothing but the U.S., and with both Democrat and Republican administrations kicking the can down the road. Donald Trump is stomping the can.
Yeah. He's saying, you will respect us. Not just in our hemisphere, you will respect our sanctions. They're not just on paper anymore. Now, for all of you who would say, well, Trump doesn't have the authority to do this from Congress, this is driving me crazy. Yes, he does. Every one of these ships he's boarded, the blockade, and picking up Maduro, he had a court order for every one of those things. He's got a court order for the Bella. It actually threw them for a bit of a loop, because they went to board it in December and then Russia pulled that flag swap. And then that complicated things legally a bit. They had to go get another court order. So this is absolutely legal. What he is doing is not some wild hair he got one morning, not some act of war, not something crazy. He is literally taking the power that Congress gave him in the sanctions, taking it to court, getting the court order and saying, I'm going to enforce it. And the Uniparty, which apparently never meant the sanctions, they're like, war, oh no. And these morons are running around and giving these interviews. Well, you know, he's going to need authority from Congress. He has it. I'm sorry, you could hear the frustration in my voice.
Yes,
I just like
just a hint. Tara.
These are
just
not hard things to understand. Yeah. We're just enforcing sanctions with the power they gave Trump. And you've got these people. People on talk radio all day. Well, you know, as Trump's got limited authority under the Constitution, and he's Congress is trying to stop him right now with a bill. You gave him the power, morons.
Been there, done that. Got the court order.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm just so worked up.
That was
this.
It. That was my line. I used it up. So,
if you didn't want him to have the
right.
power,
exactly.
you shouldn't have passed the sanctions.
Well, that's the whole point. This is all symbolism over substance. That's what so many, you know, congressional folks and both Democrat and Republican administrations do with these sanctions. They think that sanctions in and of themselves are an end. It's not. It should be the beginning. And if you don't have any consequences to those sanctions, they're absolutely meaningless. They're not worth the text they're printed out on.
Let's see how this is going. This is the most recent one I can find, updated 1 minute ago, Reuters, so it might be true. Yeah. The U.S. was attempting on Wednesday to seize a Russian-flagged oil tanker being shadowed by a Russian submarine after more than a two-week-long pursuit across the Atlantic. You know what this is? This is a pissing contest. This is Russia saying, no, you're not enforcing these sanctions. I dare you. You don't mean it. You've never meant it. And this is Trump saying, oh, yes, I do. Yeah. Now come back here.
Yeah.
And they're making a mockery of us in our own hemisphere.
Yes, exactly.
But what you're looking at is exactly what the U.S. military was meant to be used for. And if you don't want to use that way, call your congressman and tell him get rid of the sanctions. We'll just let China, Venezuela, everybody sell whatever they want. So the seizure effort came after the tanker, originally known as the Bella One, slipped through the U.S. maritime blockade of the sanctioned tankers. No, it did not. Can nobody report anything? No, we had to stop because when they put the Russian flag on it, they had to go back to court.
Yeah.
Because he's doing this legally.
Yeah, AP said too that U.S. forces have boarded that tanker.
If I sound exasperated, I read so much, and so I've just been marinated in this stuff. Yeah. I'm like, they're not even trying to get this story right. They're just lying.
Yeah.
So the operation near Iceland's being carried out by the Coast Guard and the U.S. military. By the way, watching all this, can you see why we need Greenland? all this Greenland stuff, by the way, this is hilarious, okay? If you just look at the news reports as they're coming down on Greenland, right? First, you've got like NATO saying, well, we might have to attack the U.S. over Greenland if they do something. Yes. You've got Denmark and Greenland saying, you can't have it. But then you've also got U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, this broke 11 hours ago, informing Congress the U.S. intends to purchase Greenland.
Of course, and then Stephen Miller saying we're just going to storm the island and take
it. So. Stephen Miller's on the edge. It depends on what part of the Trump administration.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they're actually doing a mind game.
I think you're right. I think you're right. Because I'm trying to hold my powder dry here on reacting to this stuff about Greenland. Listen, I have absolutely no doubt in the strategic importance, geographic importance of Greenland. Absolutely. Because the Arctic and the North Atlantic will be another great confrontational area between China, Russia, and the U.S.
Greenland, and now there's this new headline breaking from Insider Wire. Greenland and Denmark request a meeting with Marco Rubio immediately. So they don't seem so convinced they're not getting raided.
Listen, I many times, and I've been I've seen things that sort of confirm my suspicions. There's one thing that we hear in the media. There's one thing that we hear from officials, and then there's what's actually going on behind the scenes.
Yes, excellent.
And I think that's going on with Greenland and Denmark. I think that's going on with Venezuela. I think, honestly, it's going on with China and Russia and the Ukrainian situation. There are things that we are being told. There are messages and impressions that the combatants or the litigants are trying to get out there for the public and world consumption. But then there's what's really going on behind the scenes, which is maybe a little bit different and sometimes vastly different than what we're being told.
Do you honestly think that China and Russia would let us run around in their waters the way they run around in Greenland? No. Absolutely not.
Well, China is trying to stop us from doing that. And also the Japanese. They're now, you know, the Japanese and the Chinese are now at odds over the potential of a Taiwan conflict. The Chinese have just stopped sending military-grade industrial components to Japan because of that, because of some recent statements from their new prime minister.
So all of this is getting a little crazy. It just depends on what headline you believe. And that's where I haven't gotten too much into this Greenland thing. But keep your eye on all of it. By the way, did you hear Trump joking? Yeah, their idea of enhancing security in Greenland is adding another dog sled team.
I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, and you've actually got those like Chinese and Russian icebreakers out there, yeah. And they're like patrolling as if they own the place.